When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I'm going to keep this episode relatively short, but I have a theory, a thought that I want to share with everybody. And I think if I was to look up an article, I want to look up an article real quick on Google, and I want to read it to you guys, and I'm hoping it'll agree with me. It probably won't. How to retire. And I feel ridiculous looking this up, but I do honestly firmly believe that you can retire on Shiba Inu token if you got in early enough. And like, for instance, I mean, like really early, like, or at least early enough to where you keep racking on thousands and thousands of dollars, and maybe eventually it goes to a penny per token, and you've held on for so long, you have millions of Shiba Inu tokens, and blah blah blah. Let's see. But anyway, how to retire with Shiba Inu. I'm looking at some of this here. Well, this is interesting. So I'm just going to read this one. So it says, why Shiba Inu doesn't belong in your retirement portfolio. I could probably agree with that, but here's the thing. I'm young. I have some cock money to burn, and I think it's better to burn the money in cryptocurrencies than at a casino. If I'm gonna risk and gamble my money, I would rather gamble on cryptocurrencies than go to the casino. That's the way I look at it. But I kind of, let's see here. I want to just give me 1 second. I want to look up a couple more things. So here's my theory. I do believe that eventually Shiba Inu coin is going to the moon. It's going to go to at least a penny per coin, mainly due to the coin burn, the fact that they're burning a lot of the coins out of circulation. And in fact, the matter is, eventually there's going to be so much adoption of this coin that there's going to be so many holders that eventually the market cap's going to go haywire. And it is possible. I think it's still possible for the market cap to eventually reach a trillion. However, as Shiba Inu coin continues to go up, I continue to shave $20 off of my position and put it into Tether. So that way I've got kind of a cushion if Shiba Inu crashes, then I could buy more at lower costs. Personally, I believe in the coin. As crazy as it sounds, I actually do believe in this cryptocurrency. I didn't think I would. I honestly didn't think I would, but I do. I do. Mainly because it's Ethereum-based. I trust anything that's Ethereum-based for the most part because it is very expandable and is multifunctional. That's what I like about it. Multifunctional decentralized products are more fascinating to me overall. So I think it's a good thing to get into those types of products. Anyway, let's read this article, because like I said, I believe if you hold Shiba Inu long enough, you'll get at least $500,000. So don't release it too early, but my goal, I told everybody that at minimum, at my bare minimum, I'm gonna have 40 million Shiba Inu tokens. Bare minimum, right? Now I will shave off at the top, you know, the higher it gets in value. Obviously, I'm going to shave off $20 here, $20 there, and if it keeps going up higher, $20 again, $20 again, $20 again, just so that way I'm getting payments for holding. It's like think of shaving part of your position as getting like a dividend payout. You know what I mean? It's a weird way to look at a dividend payout, but. Because it's not really a dividend, obviously, but think of it like getting a dividend, except you're getting it a lot sooner and kind of whenever you can. And I want to thank the gullible millennials who keep fucking buying into Shiba Inu and all the whales buyers as well. And whale buyers are basically just people with tons and tons of fucking money who just decide to dump a lot of it in there. And just buy and hold and see what happens. But I really do think, and I honestly do believe, it is going to go to a penny at some point. So it wouldn't shock me in any way, shape, or form. So I also believe it could crash, like a heavy crash. So that's one of the reasons why I cashed out as much as I could on the way up. So that way I got my initial principal back. So I wouldn't lose out on my principal. And I'd be able to buy more Shiba Inu tokens if it crashed drastically. So yeah, I'm not necessarily hoping for a crash. I would love to see that the coin continue to go up further and further, but I'm also smart enough to know that it's a little foolish to just continue to believe it's going to go up forever. And I think it's the smartest thing to do is just play occasionally, you know. But yeah, I'm always looking for the right play, you know, always the right way to play. And honestly, as it goes up, man, I'm just shaving off $20 here and there. It's as simple as that. But I really believe it when I say this. I think I could retire on Shiba Inu alone in like a year. And that's a hell of a statement. That's a bold hot take. But I do believe there's enough idiots out there pumping up the Shiba Inu token that it could eventually get to a penny. There'd be enough people buying and holding it because they're afraid of missing out. They're afraid of missing out on this potential millionaire maker, you know? I still think it's a little too late at this point. We've gotten too high. It's going to be a lot of unrealized gains, but it'll be interesting. I mean, I've been kind of day trading it, to be honest. So I've been day trading Shiba Inu coins, right? And what I mean by this is I've just been using Public, the Public app. And typically it's for stocks and everything like that, but I've been using the Public app to day trade the cryptocurrencies because there's technically no limit to how much you day trade a crypto. So I kind of swing trade, to be honest, crypto. I don't really day trade. I try to avoid the day trade training, day trade trend. I cannot talk right now. But yeah, it, for the most part, though, I am always avoiding the day trading. It's just a smart thing to do. You know, you don't want to get caught up in all the hype. I think too many people get caught up in all the hubbub. But let's see, what else was I going to say? There's something else I was going to say, and I can't quite remember what it was. Really simple, too. I was going to go through the article. Duh, I keep forgetting about this damn article I keep promising everybody, so... we're already 7 minutes into the video. I've been ranting on for ages how I think the Shiba Inu will actually help me retire forever, permanently. But all right. So this is kind of a counter to my argument that Motley Fool put out on Fool.com. It's an article by Christy Bieber. Came out October 27th of 2021, a few days ago. And the title of the article is called "Why Shiba Inu Doesn't Belong in Your Retirement Portfolio." The meme coin isn't going to provide the security you need. Key points. The right mix of investments is crucial to building a secure retirement. Some cryptocurrencies are too high risk to be good retirement investments. Shiba Inu is likely one of them. If you have been on social media or read any financial news lately, you've probably heard of Shiba Inu, SHIB. This is a meme-based cryptocurrency launched in the Ethereum network that uses the Shiba Inu dog breed as its logo. SHIB was actually started as a joke with the goal of outpacing another meme-based cryptocurrency called Dogecoin, which was also started as a joke but has added real-world functionality since being touted by Elon Musk. SHIB has seen its price increase rapidly and has garnered lots of attention from investors. Well, it may seem like it would be fun to jump on the meme train and buy some Shiba Inu. The cryptocurrency doesn't belong in your retirement portfolio. Shiba Inu is a bad fit for retirement investors for a few simple reasons. When you're investing for retirement, the goal should be to pick investments that provide an appropriate balance between risk and reward. While you can't be overly conservative and expect to earn generous returns that help you build your nest egg, you also don't want to bet your future on highly speculative investments. Unfortunately, Shiba Inu falls within that category. The price of the cryptocurrency has proven to be extremely volatile, gaining more than 40 million% over the course of a year. This massive price increase was largely driven by attention from celebrities and social media hype, rather than the fact that the coin solves any real-world problems or offers any innovative technologies that others don't. Because there's so little relationship between SHIB prospects and its price, wild swings in cost are likely, and the price could easily go to zero when public attention moves on. For most people, saving for retirement is a struggle under the best of circumstances, so you can't really afford to buy investments that present such a high risk. Is Shiba Inu really a long-term investment? Retirement investments should be assets that you want to hold for the long term, as buying and holding has proven time and again to be the best and most reliable way to build wealth. As such, before you add an investment to your retirement portfolio, you'll want to make sure you'd be comfortable holding it for decades. Unfortunately, there's simply no track record or performance and no specific features of Shiba Inu that investors can rely on to give them confidence that the investment will stand the test of time. Many people who are flocking to Shiba Inu are doing so in hopes of cashing in on the hype to make a short-term profit. That isn't a good strategy for an investment portfolio that you hope to grow over the decades until retirement. What should you invest in instead? Instead of putting Shiba Inu in your retirement portfolio, it's best to pick a solid mix of stocks that have a proven track record, or choose ETFs that provide instant diversification and limited risk. If you want to put a little bit of play money into a gamble on the meme-based cryptocurrency, aim to first max out your retirement investments and then buy a Shiba Inu with money left over that you can afford to lose. Now, I'm lucky because, like I tell everybody, I got in so fucking early. That's a decent article. And they're right. It's volatile. It's extremely volatile, and I wouldn't recommend it for anybody who's like 70 years or older, as it would give them a heart attack. Not a lot of people. I'm a rare breed. I'm a very rare breed of person. I'm not trying to tout too much, but I can handle volatility really well. Personally, I've always been, I think, a little bit of a volatile soul. I've always been a kind of a volatile person. Not like when I was younger, I was. But as I've grown older, I've gotten pretty tame. But the thing is, I can handle volatility because I know what volatility is like. I know what it's like to have those ups and downs when I was younger and how scary and weird it was. But as you get used to it over time, you start having less volatile moments and you start realizing what volatility is. It's an advantage. The ability to have those ups and downs is good, because when you have those downs, those depressive moments, you start realizing how great your life really is. Afterwards, after the depression weeds away. And also, depression's a sign that you're not doing something right. You're not eating right. You're not thinking right. You're not appreciating things as much. It's really just a sign that you got to change a little bit. So, in my opinion, really, it's an inflammation thing. Anti-inflammatory diets really help quite a bit. That's why I'm a big fan of, the hell's it called? I take it every day. Turmeric. But yeah, I'm a big fan of turmeric, and I think that'll help out a lot of people. But anyway, the reason I did this episode, I've been trying to do as many episodes as I can, but I want to help people realize that, look, there are multiple vessels for retirement, and oddly enough, Shiba Inu might make me a millionaire. Well, half a millionaire. Like, halfway a millionaire. But hey, I ain't complaining. $400,000 is $400,000, and that's pretty fucking spiffy if I get that. And plus, I'd be putting most of the wealth, most of the money into nothing but money-producing assets like dividend stocks and maybe gold ETFs, actually, even though it's not money-producing. It's just to protect myself from natural inflation. Because inflation's going to rear its ugly head one way or another, and I want to protect myself using gold and crypto. I'm definitely protecting myself with crypto, though. I do think crypto is a hedge against inflation. I don't trust the Fed one iota. I don't trust the IRS. I don't trust the government at all. And I don't think anybody should. I don't think anybody should trust the government whatsoever. Government's gotten too big, and we need to realize that. And I think we as a people are starting to realize that. And that's why things like cryptocurrencies and decentralized finance are becoming a real thing. And people are loving it. So anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to watch this video. I might make one more. I might squeeze in one more tonight, but I'm not too sure. But if I don't see you guys for the rest of the night, have an incredible, sexy rest of the night. Anyway, thank you guys. Later.